This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Got a great show for you today, and we're going to kick it off with our good friends from Mosquito Authority. And Gino Panapinto joins us. So, Gino, glad to have you in studio.
Good to be here, Scott.
We've
got
a few over the phone, so yeah, it's cool to have you in. And up front, I will give a quick testimonial. We have been using, I don't know if this is a third year, fourth year, or
at least third.
Yeah, at least third, yeah, that we have used you guys up at our church camp outside of Sedalia. And I mean, we had a mosquito problem. We had some areas of standing water, and we have this kind of outside amphitheater deal we use on Thursday nights especially, and everybody's outside, 300 or 400 people, and man, we were just getting eaten up. And I was actually out at, I think, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, and saw a sign out there several years back. It said Mosquito Authority, and I'm like, what does that mean? So called you guys and had you guys out, and man, I'm telling you, we have not seen a mosquito around.
Well,
it has really worked awesome. So, I mean, for that big of an area that you guys do and all. So, I mean, this is something that really, really works. And I just hooked my dad up. My dad's in Dallas. And so I called down there and got a Mosquito Authority down there, sent them to my dad's house. And they've done their second treatment now. And now he has no mosquitoes.
Well, the company's definitely been growing a little bit. And so there are territories turning up in a lot of the states.
Sure, yeah, sure. So good. So give us a little background on this and you know, even how you got into it, and maybe educate us on mosquitoes a little bit. All we know is, man, they bite and they can ruin your daily activities and evening activities in a heartbeat. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, thanks. My family used to live in Steamboat Springs, and we in what might be considered in the summertime a fairly dry area, once the snow melts, but it's pretty heavily wooded, and we used to just fight mosquitoes off all summer long. And we love the summers up there, but I'll tell you what, you could get bitten pretty quickly as
sure.
Just when you get outside, and it almost didn't matter what time of day. Mm-hmm. It could even be in the middle of the sunny part of the afternoon. And when we moved over to the Front Range, we started having the same problem with mosquitoes around, because we have a lot of farmers and ranchers nearby that are doing lots of irrigating. And so whenever you have standing water, you're going to have a potential for that.
Right.
So we had a good friend of ours recommended that the Mosquito Authority operator in our area would come and try just a treatment to see how it would work at our place.
Mm-hmm.
We truly could not believe it, because we had just sprayed cans of repellent on ourselves and tried all the other the candles and all the other hopefully magic things that
right.
You can do to get bugs out of your yard, and nothing worked like this. We were amazed, and we were so impressed with it, we decided to go into the business, and we've been doing that since 2012 now.
Wow. Now, there's several territories, and we've got three partners in with our deal that we're promoting here on our show, but what's kind of your area of service?
Thanks. The area that we particularly cover is generally all over Douglas County, and so we cover from Highlands Ranch, Parker, Castle Rock. We're technically based out of Castle Rock. We cover all of those areas in that area of Douglas mm-hmm. County, and we can go clear out to Larkspur and Sedalia, and we even have some customers out in Elizabeth and
oh,
towards
okay.
Kiowa, so we,
sure.
we've kind of branched out of the county a little bit.
Right. And, you know, I was really amazed. I never thought about the danger of mosquitoes to pets, you know, dogs, cats, and horses, till I met you guys and we started doing about this. And first time you were on, we kind of talked about that. But, I mean, and I've talked to our vet about it. I mean, it's a huge deal.
Absolutely. There's no question that pet owners, horse owners, people with livestock, definitely want to protect their animals. And one of the first kind of questions we get from customers is something like, well, is what you do safe for the pets and the kids?
Right.
And the best part about it is that it actually is making it a safer environment for your pet or your large animal, mm-hmm. Just because of the kind of treatment that we do. It's EPA approved. It's one of these products that basically imitates the ingredient that comes in a natural chrysanthemum flower or an African daisy, which is like a pyrethrin. So it's based on it's created to imitate that kind of solution. The biggest difference is that the product that we use has a residual built into it in the ingredients that will allow it to stay on trees and, you know, the leaves and the foliage, bushes and foliage around the home, so that it'll last for 3 weeks and it really has a strong effect by repelling the mosquitoes for that period.
Gotcha. Well, once again, their number is 303-688-BUGS. 303-688-2847. And just mention you heard them here on Haystack Helper Radio. And again, we've got a couple other partners. So if Gino just described an area that you do not live in, but you're interested in this, give them a call. They'll get you hooked up and take care of you. Now, I've heard of a lot of national awareness weeks of a lot of things, mostly medical. But I did not know there was a National Mosquito Awareness Week.
There is,
and it's coming up.
It's coming up
June 23rd. All right,
starting next week for 1 week. Just to, there'll be more information coming out from the Mosquito Authority on our webpage and in our Facebook page to just let people know of the kinds of things that they can do to prevent mosquitoes, other than simply calling for a treatment. And you know, it just starts with looking for sources and standing water and making people aware that there is a risk of disease and things. Obviously, we talked about pets, but obviously we don't want to get bitten ourselves.
Sure, sure. And what seems to really make mosquitoes worse? And what kind of weather? Or is it just so random? Yeah, you know, it's just hard to tell.
Yeah, it's certainly the warmer months is when you're going to see it. And the hatches will take place really when it's warm enough, and this is definitely that time. The early spring and through the course of most of the summer months. But what a lot of people may not realize is that mosquitoes can overwinter, where they can actually hide out in attics and the eaves and soffits and places around the home that will protect them enough, even in the cold weather. Mm-hmm. And mosquitoes that can lay eggs in a particular place, those eggs can freeze and actually, like, it might be in a rain gutter, it might be in a place that is not going to be disturbed throughout the winter, and they will actually hatch in the spring earlier than people will even see mosquitoes out.
Sure.
So people then will say, well, how could we possibly have mosquitoes this early? And I'm talking about maybe April in Colorado. That's a little early for it, but because they haven't seen the bugs flying yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it can happen.
So what's the general kind of plan? I know you have, you know, we say no commitments, no contracts and all that, which I think is very cool. But yet you still want to be effective. And so one time usually doesn't do it. So what's usually your general plan that you like to put people on?
Well, we like to certainly recommend if they just want to try it once, we have no problem with that.
Sure.
It's hard to guarantee it the very first time because they... generally, we feel like it's hard to put a number on it, but I'll bet we probably get 80% of a mosquito population around a home on our first treatment. So if the customer is willing to try two treatments roughly 21 days apart, then we will guarantee it because we know that we can probably find the source and make sure that we get an effective control that we can keep under control.
Right.
As we go through the summer. Once people have that second treatment and they realize that we've pretty well got it under control, they generally want to have it again, but we do not require that they make a contract on it, absolutely.
And you know, I mean, is it like bushes around and things you spray, foundation, outside areas? What areas of the home do you normally treat?
So all of our treatments are exterior treatments, and the general way that we do it is to spray the foliage of leaves of trees and the bushes and the all the natural wood surfaces. So even a wooden boardwalk or a fence and retaining walls, a lot of times there's foliage growing out of retaining walls. And if it's a stone retaining wall, there may be some foliage adjacent to it. So all of those kinds of surfaces are really effective because they're the kind of surfaces that will hold that treatment and the residual. And once it's dry, which only takes roughly 30 minutes, because once we're finished, we pack out and
sure,
everybody can be on it.
Right. Once again, their number, 303-688-BUGS, 303-688-BUGS and 2847 to break that down for you. And again, we have used them for several years now. I highly recommend them, endorse them, and promise you they'll do you a great, great job. And again, we'll go back to pets real quick here, no matter dogs, cats, I mean, they get bit. I mean, I saw one deal, I think it was the leading cause of heartworm in dogs and cats. So, I mean, you know, we all love our animals, so don't forget this.
Exactly. And even our own vet that we use, she knows about the importance of protecting animals from heartworm and other diseases. And she uses our kind of our service just because of that.
Oh, really?
She wants her own pets to be protected, and I think that's a pretty good point to make, that a veterinarian wants a healthy animal, and they know that this is safe enough to do for them as well.
Sure. Now, real quick on pricing, and again, it's hard because you don't know the area, but I mean, what's kind of generally the range for someone, you know, residential area, for that first-time treatment? What are you looking at?
For a typical backyard, $75, we will treat the backyard, which usually is about two of our backpack sprayers. If it takes more than that, we'll add $10 per backpack. So it can be very minimal investment. And we look at it this way. The customer is, we all want to enjoy the outdoors, and we invest a lot in our home and our landscape and the beauty of our own property. And so we think, why not make that little small investment to improve the quality of what you get to enjoy?
Well, you look at all the garbage in the cans that people, I mean, you go buy half a dozen cans of that stuff, you've spent $80, you know?
Right, it doesn't
take long. You're spraying around the air.
Well, yeah. And the other thing is, if your neighbor wants just, or your friends come over and they want to come into your yard, you don't have to hand them a can of something.
Exactly.
Because
or put a bunch of oils on you or whatever.
Right. Yeah. The candles can be for atmosphere, but you don't have to worry about using them for bugs.
Sure. Good deal. Well, Gino, hey, man, we appreciate you guys' partnership. Glad we've been able to connect with you. And thank you so much for all you've done for our camp. And hopefully our listeners will give you a call, 303-688-BUGS, 303-688-2847. Mention you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. So thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We are glad to have our good friend Alan Stack back in studio with us, Stack Optical. Alan, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Enjoying our springtime weather.
I'm telling you, loving this time of year.
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, before we get started with everything, I want to say thank you for helping Victoria, my wife, out. We were in recently, and Victoria had LASIK, I want to say, probably 10 years ago. But now, just reading, it's just been more difficult for her, and she's been doing the inexpensive reading glasses and all the things, and now those begin to not work, and then you got to keep buying those, wondering where you put them, all the different things. So finally I said, hey, try the progressive ones like Alan made for me. You'll love them. So she came over, and you guys were great at taking time to help her find a frame, because I know my wife, she's going to look through every frame you have and then some. But you did a good, great job there. And then, you know, with these progressive lenses, and maybe we'll start with this a little bit, you need as much lens as possible because of
the... A lot of these new styles, you know, well, actually, I take that back, because now we can pretty much do any shape. I mean, the big lenses are back, and then the skinny lenses. But when you start getting those really narrow lenses, it makes it difficult. Yes, they do make progressives that are, they call it a short corridor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's such a small area to be able to look at a computer, being able to read with, that, you know, we need to be involved in that frame selection.
Right.
And advise you on, you know, why you want to go this way versus that way. So you have enough area in the lens that you've got a good distance, a nice intermediate area for the computer, as well as for reading.
Sure. And then what you were able to do is, because the frame she liked, the lenses were a little bit smaller than she liked, and even for her face style, much less for the what you need there to do the progressive lens. But you just took some tape and put around the bottom of them, and gave her the shape lenses where she could kind of get an idea what they look
like on her
face.
What they're going to look, because I had to custom make them.
And then custom. And that's really the point. When we say custom glasses, this isn't just you choose a color. I mean.
Right. Yeah, she found a frame that she really liked, but the lens itself was a little bit narrow.
Right.
And in order to accommodate that progressive and make it functional for
sure,
that I enlarged the lens. You know, on the they call it the B measurement, the up and down
mm-hmm.
measurement.
Yeah. So anyway, great job, and she's
well,
very
thank you
happy,
very much.
Not running into anything anymore and all that. So, now, great time of year as well. And matter of fact, I was just in Breckenridge, and boy, looking around up there, the snow that's still there, and looking at that, I'm like, wow, that is so bright. So let's talk
exactly.
about the sunglasses a little bit and the importance of those.
And probably what you were doing up there, a gray lens would have been great. But let's say you were golfing up there. Well, if you use that gray lens, it's going to darken those shadows. That's going to make it hard to find the ball. So in that situation, you'd want to use a brown lens. I have a great sunglass lens that I use that changes color. So it starts off as a medium brown. Then if it's really bright out there, it actually starts to darken for you. And that's a great golf lens. But I find myself using it all the time for driving.
Right. And the Stack Sports Pack is kind of what we fit these into, and where you've got the same.
That's another option, yes.
Frame.
You know, if you you decide, hey, I want to do some shooting, and I want to do some golfing, maybe I want to do some biking and that type of thing. We've got this, they call it the Stack Sports Pack, where they have interchangeable lenses. So I'll make a set of lenses for this particular situation you're in, or I'll make another pair for biking, another one custom made for shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just interchange the lenses in the same frame. What's neat about that type of frame, too, is it's adjustable in the field.
Yep.
So, you know, you can adjust the bridge, you can adjust behind the ears if you need to tighten it up because you're going to do something real active. But if you're driving, you can loosen them up, make them more comfortable.
And here, I mean, you may change those lenses two or three times in a day.
Yeah,
I mean,
depending on what you're doing. If you're a very active guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, Alan Stack is with us. It is Stack Optical, and they are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Very easy to get to. Convenient parking. You can't get closer to the front door unless you drive through the window, okay? I mean, really.
Don't do that.
Yeah, but you got about 20 feet maybe. So, I mean, very easy parking, a lot of parking, free parking. And
That's probably one of the biggest thing that people come back have been coming to me for 40 years is, oh, man, the parking compared to my old place in Cherry Creek.
Sure.
So, no, that was one of the reasons we picked this place.
Absolutely. Another thing we want to touch on today is your eye exams. And, you know, we all get that physical, hopefully, you know, once a year. And but, man, unless something is hurting with our eyes, we kind of tend to neglect them.
Exactly. And that's why that, you know, depending on your age, if you're over 50, you know, a yearly eye exam. You know, because we can catch stuff early and get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just for the prescription change. You know, say, well, I see fine. Well, there are people out there, it's like an early cataract just slowly grows. And all of a sudden you get diminished vision, but you don't realize it. Do you go in for the eye exam? It's like, oh, wow, I could see better. Well, we get rid of that cataract, you can.
Sure. Now, when they, Victoria was asking me when we got out, because they dilated her eyes
right.
for that. You don't do that with everyone. What is the... Just for education, the purpose behind that?
Typically, you want to get dilated every couple of years. You don't have to do that every year. But the dilation, you know, the doc still looks in the eye even when it's not dilated. But the dilation gives them such a larger field of that retina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure nothing's going on. So it's a good idea every couple of years to get dilated. You don't have to get dilated every time.
Right. And one thing, another thing I you know, love about your shop is, I mean, you stay out there on the cutting edge, so to speak, in styles and frames and all the different things. And so,
yeah, I probably get about a half a dozen journals a month that I have to go through and see what, you know, latest trends and that type of thing.
And whenever you do take on a new line or something, usually your Facebook page has it. So I want to let everybody know, hey, follow you at Facebook, Stack Optical.
Yeah, we take pictures of that and we post it on Facebook. So people kind of get an idea of what we're carrying, what the new styles are.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned with computers, too. Do you normally or sometimes will a client need progressive, like for their normal everyday life, so to speak, out
That's
about?
A really good point,
And
Scott.
Then some just specifically for sitting in front of a computer 10 hours.
There are so many different types of progressives out there that we go through and we design different, you know, different kind of a corridors, and what that means is to give you more of the intermediate, more of the reading, maybe less of the distance, maybe just a little bit of distance in there to walk around the office.
Mm-hmm.
But the main part of that lens is, let's say you have two or three screens that you're looking at. You know, you want to be able to see all those. You still got to point your nose at what you look at, but it's got a much larger field of view. And we make quite a few different types of computer glasses.
Right.
And then we make office glasses. We can make hobby glasses, you know, somebody who's a woodworker. He needs a lot of intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we got to look at materials because we want to have the safety aspect, too.
Sure.
And, you know, all the different frames that would go along with that type of thing.
You know, another thing I want to bring up, a few minutes left here, but online sales with mm-hmm. glasses. I've got a couple of friends. I got a friend of mine in Dallas, owns a mattress store. Now, Amazon... selling mattresses,
right?
And they're selling the same kind of brand name, and they're just killing them. I mean, they're retailing them what this guy's having to pay for them, you know, at cost. And so, but eyeglasses are a very difficult thing to
see,
buy.
See, it's more
online.
Of a service than it is a product. You've got to really know what you're doing when you're designing a pair of eyewear. You can't just do that online. You know, they're not sitting there talking about your lifestyle. They don't see that, hey, you've got one eye, it's a little bit higher than the other. And they don't go over all the different products and make good recommendations.
Yeah. So get
then
the
it comes
service.
To the fit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, you know. Yeah.
No, and your ladies, they're in the office because you were out that day. I mean, there's some things where, boy, at first, the fit, and man, she took back and tweaked something. And then Victoria said, okay, now here's one more deal. And I mean, and really 2.5 minutes, done.
And, right, and you can't do that on the internet.
Right, absolutely. Get by and see Alan. Again, he's got a great team there as well. Now, if you're going to be doing something with shooting, and if you're into shooting and you want to check out the Stack Sports Pack and check into those, make sure when you call and schedule your eye exam for $69 that you let them know that you need Alan there as well, because Alan needs to be there to kind of fit you for those lenses when you're doing things with shooting. And, yes, you can bring your weapon into the store, because that's the best way Alan can really check out to see how you're aiming. But please, and we stress this, make sure it's unloaded and make sure you let them know, again, that Alan needs to be there for you. It's a $69 eye exam. Once everything you need, really, contacts, the progressives we were talking about. And Alan, real quick, we'll touch on repairs.
Oh, man, yeah.
You got your own repair lab.
Exactly. So if somebody has a broken frame, you can bring it in. If I can't repair it, I can take those lenses and hand edge them into another frame.
Okay, good deal. So get by and see Alan. Check them out on Facebook, Stack Optical. And once again, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Free parking, great service. 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. You can also follow them at Stack Optical. .com. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have back in studio Dr. Mark Riggs, 5280 Functional Med. .com is their website, and hope you will give them a call, 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. And once again, that website, 5280functionalmed.com. And with that, we will welcome Dr. Riggs. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Always excited to be here.
Hey, it's always great to have you, and I always learn a lot. And I tell you, I think all the things that we go through, you know, I have different friends that listen to the show and everything, and boy, it really strikes home to a lot of people. And so That's what we're trying to do, is get you feeling better. I mean, hey, this time of year, everybody wants to be out and doing things, and man, when your health isn't cooperating with you, that's not a good thing. And I think we can get you some help here with 5280 Functional Medicine and Dr. Riggs. So let's review back a bit. Our last show, we discussed the best and worst foods for type 2 diabetes. Can you summarize for the listeners a little bit what we discussed?
Yeah, well, I discussed last show that we want to avoid foods that raise our blood sugar, and we want to emphasize foods that help us stabilize our blood sugar, right? So foods containing healthy fats and proteins absolutely help balance our blood sugar levels, while foods that contain a lot of refined carbohydrate products that are all too common in the American food supply, those cause blood sugar levels to increase and spike dramatically. These foods are known as high glycemic load foods, and they result in insulin resistance over time. And as a result of insulin resistance, more sugar remains in the bloodstream, and that sugar does damage to our cells and our tissues. So the foundation for diabetes reversal absolutely starts with food, and more specifically, it starts with eliminating refined carbohydrate intake, which are foods that are laden with sugar and flour.
Sugar, I mean, we mention that a lot when we talk about this. Sugar is very detriment to our health.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah. They call it it's a dose-dependent hepatotoxin or right. liver toxin, right? So it depends on how much you eat, but more is absolutely more detrimental in the case of type 2 diabetes.
Gotcha. Once again, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280 Functional Medicine, and they're located in Englewood. And I tell you, we're going to get into consultations and how that works before we get out, but give them a call, 720-722-0386, as we go through these things. I think there may be some things there that can help you because, again, most of the friends I talk to, all of us are suffering with some type of inflammation and whatever, just not feeling our best. So now when we talk about physical activity, and boy, again, this time of year, everybody wants to be out and doing that. For someone with heart disease and diabetes risk factors, what role does exercise have in preventing and reversing even possibly type 2 diabetes?
Physical activity is extremely important, and so we need to remember that type 2 diabetes is essentially a very complex metabolic disorder that results in too much sugar left in the bloodstream, right?
Right.
So everything that we can do to either prevent or remove excess sugar from the bloodstream is desirable. Now, there are a variety of medications and even botanicals that will take sugar out of the blood and store it as fat, but a better option would actually be to incinerate that sugar instead of storing it, right? So, after all, obesity contributes to insulin resistance. So if we can actually burn it and incinerate it rather than store it, that would be preferable. And, wouldn't it be great if we could not only, burn that excess blood sugar, but also tap into our fat stores at the mm-hmm. same time, right? That would be the biggest bang for your buck. So physical activity does exactly this for people with blood sugar disorders and type 2 diabetes. And the best part is that exercise is totally natural, it's free, and it's easy. It can be easy. It doesn't have to be as hard as we make it sometimes.
Right. And, when I see the words here, reversing type 2 diabetes, and it's like, I don't know why we fight so much with it, but most of us know if something's bad that we're about to eat, but yet we still eat it. So one of two things, either we don't believe the warnings that you give, or we just don't think it's going to happen to us, but it's happening to millions of Americans, isn't it? Just their diet.
It's absolutely incredible. Yeah. A CDC report came out that I mentioned in a previous show that discussed that over 100 million Americans, now there's only 300 million in the country, over 100 million Americans have some sort of blood sugar dysregulation. It's to some degree. So that means that they're headed towards diabetes, which is really, really scary considering how much of an impact that can have on your health and quality of life. So, knowledge is not enough. right? I mean, we all, like you just said, we all have things that we know we should be doing and that we're not doing. Why are we not doing it? You know, is it, are we not leveraged enough by, you know, health, wanting to be healthy, or leveraged enough by the fear of being sick, or leveraged enough by, you know, various things throughout our life? So where can we get that leverage, and how can we help patients through this process of really taking this seriously, making these lifestyle changes that take an active role in your healthcare? You have to actually do something. You can't just sit back and take a pill for this thing. It hasn't worked. It's not going to work. And so I'm not suggesting that anybody stop taking their diabetes medications right now, but what you should do is you should add to the medication regimen a lifestyle-based approach in addition to the medications for now, and then eventually get yourself to a higher level of health to where your body is less dependent on medications to stabilize blood sugar. And that's really where we live. That's really what we're all about. So, and to add to your point about, you know, is just knowing not enough to make changes, that's really why we've added a health coach to our team, Bryn. And she is, her sole purpose at our office is to take patients through the lifestyle program and the steps to actually reverse these chronic conditions and actually get healthy.
Right. And, you know, I think sometimes people try to take on too many changes at one time. And that's one thing I've found with a good coach like you're talking about with Bryn, because she can sit down, individualize this with your client, figure out what they struggle with, and then kind of change things. You know, it's a process. I mean, we didn't get to where we are without a process of bad habits, so we're probably not going to change everything in a very quick fix.
You know what? What you just said is perfect. I'm not even going to add to it.
Okay. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280functionalmed.com, and a great website. And if you've missed any of our past shows, he puts the podcast on there as well. And, of course, you can also find him at haystackhelpradio.com. But his number, 720-722-0386. And we mentioned Bryn, so let's talk about the special that you offered last week as well.
Sure. Yeah, so my wife and I just recently added Bryn to our team, and she's finishing the Functional Medicine Coaching Academy in collaboration with the Institute for Functional Medicine, which is an organization, a top-notch functional medicine training organization that I'm currently undergoing training for. And she is training to become a functional medicine certified health and wellness coach. She's finishing up her education there. So, as I mentioned, Bryn's purpose at our clinic is to help guide our patients through making those diet and lifestyle choices in order to achieve really remarkable results, both holistically managing and reversing many chronic conditions. So you can check out Bryn's professional profile on our website, 5280functionalmed.com. And the exciting summertime special that we're offering is that following an initial consultation with my wife or I, we're offering Bryn's health coaching services for free on a weekly basis for 30-minute sessions, either in office, virtually, or over the phone, through the end of August. So free, 30 minutes every week through August. Please take us up on this deal before too much more time, more of the summer goes by. Every week that goes by, you're sort of missing out on another session with Bryn. So jump on this. It's a fantastic opportunity to take control of your health, get to know Bryn, and then we can even continue this the treatments through the summer and beyond, and really make some remarkable progress with your health.
Again, that is a great offer, and all you have to do is call 720-722-0386. Do the one consultation. You get the free weekly 30-minute sessions with Bryn, and that can either be in person or by phone. And just mention our show here, and they will get you all scheduled and taken care of there. Do you find that a lot of people – here's what I like about what you guys are doing is I think you're trying to help people, trying to help them get better, but then also trying to help them understand – their own bodies more, because most of us really don't. We know when we're don't feel good, but we really don't know what got us there a lot of times. And you guys are always looking at the symptoms and not just I mean, you're not just treating symptoms, you're looking at the cause.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of these issues, a lot of these chronic conditions really creep up on people, and they fly under the radar. A lot of them remain symptomatic for long periods of time before finally the dam breaks and you actually start suffering from symptoms. Sometimes they can be very severe. So, yeah, the purpose of our functional medicine practice is to attempt to catch dysfunction, physiological dysfunction in the body, as early and as upstream as possible, prior to suffering from symptoms, suffering from overt disease. We're trying to catch things as early as possible. So we're trained to identify patterns of dysfunction in blood chemistry, in hormone analysis, in, you know, stool analysis, all sorts of different advanced diagnostic testing that we run to help us catch conditions much further upstream than conventional medicine is equipped to, in order to keep our patients healthy and leverage our patients to stay healthy while they remain healthy.
Right. Once again, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us. Take advantage of this special. And again, you won't find this anywhere where somebody is going to let you come in for and do your consult with the doctor or his wife, and then it'll go through the end of August. So again, don't lose another week. Call today, 720-722-0386, and then you will get that weekly 30-minute session with Bryn, and that will really help you get a kickstart to the rest of the summer here. So 720-722-0386. Now, real quick before a break, we talk about exercise and all that. What is some of the best forms of exercise for a patient with type 2 diabetes? Because if you haven't been doing exercise, you don't want to go out and try to run 7 miles the first day. I
mean, right.
What are some different things that we can do to help us?
Right. So, yeah, I should preface by saying anybody with type 2 diabetes should absolutely be examined and cleared by a doctor prior to initiating an exercise program. It's because a medical clearance greatly reduces your risk of suffering from serious health events like a cardiovascular event as a result of an inappropriate, you know, exercise plan. We're trained to identify signs and symptoms that may need to be addressed prior to stressing the body with physical activity. But that being said, there are really 5 main types of exercise that we can implement, and they each have different benefits and mechanisms by which they help control blood sugar. So the first is restorative exercise, like walking and meditation, yoga, tai chi. These involve gentle body movements that promote healing, they promote higher mental function, and they increase immune system health. Number 2 is movement therapy and stretching, like yoga, Pilates, and slow controlled physical therapy movements. These exercise lengthen muscles, increase core strength and balance, and emphasize functional movements. Now, most people, number 3, have heard of aerobic exercise, which is done usually between about 60 and 80% of your max heart rate. And you can walk, you can bike, you can jog, swim, hike, or dance. I suggest warming up about 5 to 10 minutes at about 50% max heart rate, which is pretty low. Then stretch, loosen up those warm muscles. Then exercise for about 20 to 40 minutes. Then cool down, and then stretch at the end. So you should shoot for about 150 minutes per week in about 20 to 60 minute bouts performed 3 to 6 times per week.
Okay.
And there's a couple more that I'll discuss after the break.
Sure, let's do that. You're listening to a special edition of Haystack Help Radio with Dr. Mark Riggs, 5280 Functional Medicine. We'll be right back.
After an accident, think about flesh and back law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the Regional Vice President of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishan of Cishan Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad to have Dr. Mark Riggs with us, 5280 Functional Medicine. And if this is the first time you've heard Dr. Riggs or you haven't caught these in the last several shows when we go through some of his credentials, I just want to do that real quick. But Dr. Riggs is a board-certified acupuncture practitioner. He is a licensed chiropractic physician. He is board-certified in diagnosis and internal disorders. He's a board-eligible nutritionist. And that's what we're talking about now, a nationally registered certified medical examiner, and he's currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. And that's what we're talking about, getting your body to really, really kick in all cylinders and be as healthy as you can be. And, you know, as we're talking about these things with type 2 diabetes, and we'll get back to your list here in just 1 second, I mean, we're seeing this a lot in our teens, middle-aged people, older people. This can happen at any point in life. So everybody, we ought to get in touch with our good, healthy habits on early with our kids, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Huge rise in adult type 2 diabetes. But what's even scarier is that there's an enormous spike in childhood type 2 diabetes, which didn't exist a few decades ago. So our lifestyle is changing, and it's changing for the worse. It's predisposing us to blood sugar disorders like prediabetes and type 2 diabetes. And we really, really can get a handle on it if we address the lifestyle factors that predispose us to that condition. And because it's a condition, it implies that it is reversible. It is manageable with lifestyle factors, and that's what we do at our office.
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, we're going through some exercises that'll help you if you are a patient with type 2 diabetes. And Dr. Riggs has already talked about restorative, which is just like walking and things, movement that can be yoga, aerobic, Pilates, different things like that. So what would number four be?
Number four is resistance training and plyometrics. For this form of physical activity, you can use machines, you can use body weight exercises, which is a favorite of mine, or you can do plyometrics, which is basically dynamic jump training. CrossFit is another thing that's gotten really popular in the last 10 years or so. This falls under this category. CrossFit is characterized by performing functional movements at quite a high intensity. Mm-hmm. And so you can do resistance training or plyometrics at about 20 to 40 minutes, 2 to 4 times per week. It's really important to do exercises with the appropriate biomechanics so that we don't get hurt, which can be a problem, a downside to something like CrossFit. Personal trainers are really useful during this type of physical activity. And what's really neat about resistance training and plyometric training for a type 2 diabetic, the reason why it's so beneficial is because muscle contractions of this type stimulate blood glucose transport via separate additive mechanisms that are not impaired by insulin resistance, which means that the muscle contractions actually allow us to take up glucose without being dependent on insulin. Now, that is a game changer. Sure. For anybody with type 2 diabetes, and it's a reason why resistance training, anaerobic training, and these other forms of physical activity, but resistance training in particular, is so beneficial for people with blood sugar issues. The last type of physical activity is sprint training. This is focused on burning sugar in the bloodstream and muscle liver glycogen. And this type of exercise is excellent at depleting stored sugar, which forces the body to get better at converting glucose and fructose into glycogen. And it also improves sugar metabolism and insulin sensitivity. You can do sprint training 1 to 3 times per week, probably no more than that, for only about 15 to 20 minute sessions, because these are done at the highest exertional effort. What I would try is 10 one-minute bursts of about 90% maximal exertion with 1 minute rest in between exercise bursts. Now, keep in mind, like I said, the level of intensity should match your individual fitness level. So my 90% is probably going to be different than yours, yeah. Scott, right?
I will bet on that.
So, yeah, so we have to tailor it for the person, and that's where heart rate monitoring can come into play. You can really figure out where your heart rate is and really custom tailor your exercise bout for what you are trying to accomplish that day. Is it going to be more aerobic, lower intensity, you know, between that 60 and 80 with you know, warm-ups and cool-downs around 50 or 60%? Or is it going to be this sprint training where it's, you know, short bouts of physical activity, but the physical activity is extremely intense. And then you give yourself only about a minute rest or so, maybe 2 minutes at the most, in between exercise bursts. And again, that really, really helps us deplete stored sugar and actually sort of grooms the body to become better at converting glucose into glycogen and improving that blood sugar metabolism. So types of sprint training include interval training, which is basically just alternating between high intensity exercise and low intensity exercise. Again, this can be done with weights, with body weight, with all sorts of different ways. It offers great improvements in cardiovascular and cardiorespiratory fitness, endothelial function inside the blood vessels, and body composition as compared to just moderate intensity continuous training that you see people doing on the bikes and on the treadmills at the gym.
Sure.
Interval training is great. I love interval training. Burst training is another type where you can either do running, jumping jacks, spinning, jump rope. It's 30 to 60 second bouts of about 90 to 100% maximal effort, followed by 30 to 60 seconds of very low intense active recovery or rest. And burst training is great for burning fat. It can be done 20 minutes per day, 3 days a week, similar to what I mentioned above with the interval training and the sprint training. And then there's another type of sprint training that it was created by somebody in Japan. And it was basically choosing different exercises, 4 or 5 or 6 different exercises, and doing each exercise for 4 straight minutes. Very exhausting. You know, you develop a tremendous amount of fatigue in those 4 minutes doing that one exercise over and over and over, and then you switch. You take a minute of rest in between, and you go to the next exercise for another 4 minutes, and it's called Tabata training. You can people listening can look that up.
Okay.
So as far as planning and preparation, you really just have to pick what you want to do. Decide when and how often you want to do them. Literally make a schedule, build this into your calendar, and then keep these appointments with yourself as if they're appointments with your doctor or your attorney or your accountant, because this is really no joke, and it can really, really, really help reverse something like blood sugar disorders and type 2 diabetes. So really important to pick a schedule, find what you like to do, schedule it out, and then keep those appointments with yourself.
Great. And once again, if you're just getting in the car, turning on the radio, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. And here's his kind of summer special. Schedule a consult with him or his wife, and then they will have Bryn help you each week for 30 minutes. And that can be an in-person visit or a phone call, but each week for 30 minutes, and that will be through the end of August. So don't waste another week. Don't lose another week. If you want to get on a healthy path, I highly recommend you call the office now and make your appointment, 720-722-0386, and they will be glad to help you out. Got about 4 or 5 minutes left here, but I want to talk about stress a little bit.
Sure.
And what effect that has on someone. I mean, just stress as a whole, but then when you couple that with diabetes, stress can play a huge role.
Absolutely, yeah. Food, physical activity, and chronic stress. Three big, huge, heavy hitters, lifestyle factors that absolutely have been shown in the scientific literature to exacerbate and worsen type 2 diabetes. So honestly, Scott, it keeps coming back to hormones as far as the how stress plays into type 2 diabetes. Stress leads to a hormone cascade, which raises blood sugar and prolongs exposure to these hormones and stressors can eventually lead to chronically elevated blood sugar levels. So, for example, hormones such as cortisol and adrenaline are released in response to negative stressors, and they stimulate the liver to release glucose or sugar into the blood. And elevated cortisol has been shown to contribute to insulin resistance, promote fat storage, and result in higher blood sugar levels over time. It also stimulates gluconeogenesis in the liver, which is production and release of new glucose from the breakdown of amino acids and triglycerides. And this is a result of cortisol-induced breakdown of muscle tissue to free up those amino acids. So actually, the release of cortisol actually tears us down as far as our muscle tissue, our lean body mass, which is not a good thing. Cortisol inhibits the uptake of glucose by muscles and fat cells, keeping sugar in the blood for longer. So as cortisol levels increase, insulin levels rise, leading to greater fat storage. And like I mentioned in a previous show, the worst of that is in and around our vital organs, like our liver and our pancreas. And chronically elevated cortisol makes cells more resistant to insulin. So adrenaline and epinephrine, that's the other stress hormone. And this actually is a stress hormone that may even have a greater impact for the worse on our blood sugar levels than even cortisol. But these glucose counter-regulatory hormones like cortisol and epinephrine and human growth hormone is another one. Glucagon is another one. They all raise blood sugar levels. They oppose insulin. They naturally rise in the morning, and they are particularly responsible for the morning rise in blood sugar, or what's known as the dawn effect. And regulating these hormones by managing our exposure to not just perceived stress, but chronic physiological stress is really, really key into not only neutralizing the dawn phenomenon, this phenomenon when we wake up in the morning, our blood sugar levels spike through the roof. So if that's you, we really may have to look into your stress, but also just balancing blood sugar levels overall. And I plan on adding more to this conversation next time we
convene. You know, I want to mention one thing, and then we'll get some final thoughts real quick. You mentioned the word hormones, and I think every person out there, and I mean, I think this is just reality, most guys listening shut it down because they think you just talked about 100% women. Men, we have hormones too.
Men have hormones too. Yeah, we have all the same hormones, just in different ratios. So just because I'm talking about hormones here, and there's sex hormones, and there's stress hormones, and there's, you know, insulin sensitizing hormones, and things like that. Insulin itself is a hormone. So, yeah, just because I mentioned the word hormone does not mean men should be tuning me out.
Yeah. There's some testing have to pay out attention. There available for that too.
Great testing for hormones that goes beyond just blood testing. Blood is actually not the greatest method of measuring hormones at the effector tissues, which is what we're really going for when we're measuring hormone levels. So some hormones it's best to run blood. Others it's best to do a dried urine test, which is a take-home test. It's a fantastic, very accurate test that you don't even have to get stuck with a needle. And so testing is absolutely essential to figure out what's going on with these hormones, stress hormones, insulin, and then based on what's going on with them, where is that dysfunction coming from so we can treat accordingly.
Great. Great information, Dr. Riggs. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Mark Riggs, 5280 Functional Medicine, 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. Just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. And check out their website, great information, 5280functionalmed.com. Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560. We'll be right back.
views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.